Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. So Framber Valdez is going to miss some time. He's on the IL. I'm predicting that this is not going to be the only IL stint. I'm sorry. You factor in everything that's gone on with Framber along with the arm. I don't anticipate that. There are a few things in sports that I have a healthy amount of respect for more than the arm.
Yes.
I mean, the arm, it's the most, I mean, yeah. You can play through an ankle injury. You can play through a knee. We saw Phillip Rivers play a playoff game on a torn ACL.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a separated shoulder and pop it back in and go back out there. But if your arm's not feeling good, you're not going to gut through it in baseball. It's not physically possible. It's not going to get better. So of all the body parts, there is nothing that I respect more than the arm.
Not only that, they're not going to let you. That to me, that's the key thing with Framber. He's already, and you mentioned this yesterday, I believe, he's already one of those, maybe fragile's a bit harsh, but he can have some confidence, you know, issues, or has in the past. Let me put it that way, because he's also been nails, as we know. But there have been bouts of confidence. So there's that aspect of it. Then there's the this isn't a position player aspect of it. Like if, and he may well have, if Alex Bregman had the exact same injury and he's throwing from third base, you know, I bet he'd play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't do that with pitchers.
No.
So my point is they're not going to let you. They're not going to let you come back.
It's impossible.
Until it's time.
And you factor in the mental side of the game and everything like that. I just it's very, very hard to, you can't battle through it. It's not a tough it out type of thing.
Yeah. No, you can't do it.
I know Nolan Ryan made it seem like you just pop a few Advil and you go out there and, you know, put some Icy Hot on your shoulder or
different,
something like
different
that.
Different era, man.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's a legend.
200 innings and more every year.
So I anticipate the worst with Framber Valdez. This team, if they're going to win, and this is the bottom line with this squad, and we saw it 2 days ago, if they're going to win, the bullpen's going to have to be good and they're going to have to rake. Maybe not as extreme as we saw 2 days ago where they go 8 2/3 and, you know, you score the 8 unanswered runs, but they're going to have to pitch well out of the bullpen, and they're going to have to rake. You can't start a game off like yesterday, especially in this situation, and have 3 straight singles, bases loaded, no outs, and end up with 1 run.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve what you get if that happens. So with this Astros team, I'm still enjoying watching them, but I'm not sitting here watching them saying, okay, this is the Astros you're used to. They're gonna have to rake. They're gonna have to scratch and claw. They're gonna have to figure it out. Best case scenario, they find their way back up to 500. They start getting some guys back, and these guys are serviceable. But as far as the notion, and I saw Sean P talk about this, shout out to Sean Pendergast, basically insinuating that, you know, this rotation, if healthy, is somehow like really, really good. I don't want to put words in his mouth and say elite, but he basically said he said really, really
good.
He said
Major League Baseball teams would kill for it.
Yeah, they're kill
the
guys, loved ones.
The guys that are on the injury.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know what Justin Verlander is at 41. I know he's the guy that the Mets gave away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Lance McCullers is if he gets healthy up to this point. We haven't seen him in a long time.
You just can't count on him.
I don't know what Luis Garcia is going to be coming off of his injury.
Mm-hmm.
If he's healthy. Jose Urquidy, kind of know what he is. He has a sense for the moment, but there's times where Jose Urquidy struggles. So I don't, like, yes, you want more depth in the rotation, but I don't know that this is a, like in the past, if they're top 3 starters or whatever were out, I would be sitting there saying, okay, just tread water. And then it's going to be time to flip the switch and you can figure it out. I don't even necessarily get the feel that the recipe for success changes when these guys come back. You're still going to have to rake. You're still going to have to be good in the bullpen.
Yeah, and I feel like Joe Espada in the middle of it all.
I don't like him.
I like him. I mean, I don't know anything.
I'm talking about as a manager.
Yeah, yeah.
It's early. I don't like him.
I don't have enough evidence because it is early.
It is early.
To like him or not like him as a manager. I'm sure he's
a fine
person. But I feel like he's something of a yes man has been showing lately. And there's evidence of that. There was evidence yesterday. And again, fully admitting this could be, okay, you're making something out of nothing, but maybe not. So before the game, he was asked by the reporters, as they always do, what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours before the game, about who's going to start. Because, you know, obviously they've had Framber issues and all that other stuff. And he said Hunter Brown is going to start on Wednesday. That's today. After the game, He decided on, or they decided, if it was Dana Brown, on Spencer Arrighetti. So that's one thing, and I'm like, okay, maybe they're being coy with the Royals, don't want to get a good scouting report on Arrighetti, whatever. So that's just kind of like in the back of my mind, I'm like, eh, that's interesting. I don't think Dusty would have done that. I think Dusty would have told you or told you to get lost, you know, and he'll decide tomorrow. I'm wondering if Dana Brown is making that decision over Joe Espada. I'm also wondering this. I think Joe Espada is sort of a slave to the data and what Dana Brown tells him. Like, that was a very winnable game. You didn't have to, it's early in the season.
You wanted Hader going back out there.
Hader threw 11 pitches. That's nothing, man. And I know, closer, et cetera, et cetera. But, dude, did you think he wanted to go out there and try to get the win? You know? Yeah. Instead, they threw out another dude. What was his name? Because I got him in confessions. Wander Suero.
Yeah.
And Wander Suero.
Tall dude.
Got the L. Wander Suero.
Yeah.
Oh. Suero. Suero. Got the L. So there's that as well. And then there's something else that's just been kind of percolating.
You really want to get this one out.
I'm percolating on this.
It's bothering you, man.
I'm percolating on this. Remember John Madden?
How could I forget John Madden?
How could you
Rest
forget?
In peace,
how could
man.
You forget John Madden? He's credited with famously saying, if you have two quarterbacks, you got none.
Mm-hmm.
If you got two closers,
they got one. We know who their closer is, though, right?
Do we?
Yeah, it's Hader.
It is Hader. He's gotten the. But I'm saying there's always going to be that. Well, Ryan Pressly,
again yesterday.
Well, Ryan Pressly, you know, he was nails as well. I'm talking about from pressure within and pressure outside, and numbskulls like us. Like Hader's had some big struggles already once, and you know, if this continues, is it going to be a case of if you got two closers, you got none?
No, I think Hader's the guy.
Well, he's going to be the guy because of what they're paying him.
Yeah, he's the dude. Yeah, you only got one.
I don't know.
He's straight.
I don't know about it. I don't know. Let's see how this plays out. They're always going to be compared. They're always going to be kind of looking at each other. They're always going to both feel like they're the closer. They're going to be good teammates, air quote, but you know, you kind of wonder what the competitive spirit of them both is going to entail. I'm just saying. Just saying.
So the Texans, they're kind of in a weird place in the draft in that a lot of these names that are being thrown out there, you don't know whether or not they're going to be on the board when the Texans pick. I think one of them we can safely say he's going to be there. And I don't know that you want him at this point. Tavondre Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps getting more and more interesting with Tavondre Sweat. Monday.
We thought nothing to see here.
We thought he got arrested at 2 p.m. on Sunday. That's apparently when he got booked.
Mm-hmm.
He actually, as we found out yesterday, he got arrested at 4 a.m. And there was it was discussed as a little bit of a crash or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it was a little bit of a crash.
Here's the latest from TMZ. This is the latest on the Tavondre Sweat situation. Who, by the way, keep in mind, this is a guy who already has questions about whether he's a three-down player, or if he's just like a heavy-set two-down player. Apparently, it was a rollover car crash just hours before he was thrown behind bars. Sweat's 2023 orange Ford Bronco flipped on its side after it collided with a 2020 blue Dodge sports car on a Texas highway at around 4:41 a.m. on Sunday. The Dodge, so apparently he got hit. The Dodge hit the Bronco from behind, causing it to lose control, roll over, and eventually come to a stop on its right side. So it seems like he got nudged. Also, there was I think it was 25% over the legal limit. So what would that mean? 0.08?
So 0.08 to 0.11, maybe 0.10?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad. I mean, look, I know.
Okay. But he's going to be there. And I'm almost to the point where I actually think he might be there on day three.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
I feel like Tavondre Sweat, when you're talking about the Texans potentially getting
him. I agree with that.
I think you could now see a scenario in which Tavondre Sweat is there when the Texans pick 123 overall in round four. Yeah. I really believe that's a possibility.
I've seen a lot of, well, he's off so-and-so, including the Texans.
Yeah, he's off boards.
Yeah, he's off boards.
I've heard people throw that out there, too.
Yeah. Good. I mean.
You taking him at 123?
Yeah.
123? Yeah, because I'm not taking him in the second now.
No, I think there's
and
a lot.
And I don't
lot
even think the third.
You've got a lot of vetting to do with him.
Yeah, I don't even think the third. But if we get to 123.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Figgy, you taking him at 123? You good?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take him at 123. Okay.
And then.
You got to learn your lesson.
And then
here,
work, yeah.
Young man, if there's ever a time you're going to learn your lesson, this is it.
But, like, the guy's been given something of a lottery pick, a lottery ticket. Like, you can't burn that thing, man. I know he's not going to get first-round money, but still. You get into the league, you get paid well, and you can maybe get a second contract. They're giving you a lottery ticket, dude. If that doesn't resonate, what does?
123, man.
I would stop going outside before the draft. I mean, I would just sit.
Now, this has got to be a wake-up call for the young man. Goodness gracious, though.
Yeah. God. I mean, think about what he's losing just second round to fourth round.
Yeah.
You know?
Not great.
No.
Not great.
Not great at all.
Speaking of, I got to talk to you.
What did I do?
What did you say you wanted Nick Caserio to do this offseason? What did you say? What was your request as far as the way that he spends his money?
What was it?
Smart.
Oh, that. Smart big money.
Yeah, smart big money.
Yeah, smart big money.
That was what you were saying. You turned on this microphone. You told thousands of people. You told Nick Caserio. You know they listen over there. You said, I want you to spend smart big money.
And what has he done?
I think he spent smart big money.
Damn right he has.
But you don't practice what you preach, John.
Yes, I do.
We started out this show today.
Mm-hmm.
We had a game. And you, John Lopez, you said that you could do without HEB.
Well,
and if you didn't go to HEB, you would just go grocery shop at Central Market.
Well, we were playing one's got to go.
Whole Foods. No, you said Whole Foods.
Yeah, Central Market is HEB.
Yeah.
A little
more expensive.
Yeah, we said.
You said Whole Foods, John.
Yeah, one's got to go. Like.
You said breakfast tacos or HEB.
Breakfast tacos or HEB. I've got to have my breakfast tacos. So as much as I always shop at HEB and I love HEB, I would have to shop elsewhere. And I said, you can always go to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not smart, good money, brother.
Yes, it is.
If you're gonna go spend all that money, so you're gonna get your dishwashing detergent, you're gonna get your laundry detergent.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're gonna get your
a lot of times you
peanut
go to,
butters, jellies,
you get stuff like that. That's organic. I don't do cans.
You're gonna get
fresh,
all this stuff.
Baby. Fresh,
all this stuff.
Fresh and organic.
It's not smart, big money, man.
Have you seen the meat market at Whole Foods?
No, the meat market's Dude. Fine. If you're going to get some meat and you're going to cook or something, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for the entrees.
Yeah.
But if you're just talking about the everyday household
shop,
type of things,
yeah.
You're going to Whole Foods
and
stocking
up.
That's
all
not
the time.
Smart, big money, brother.
Yes, it is. It's good stuff.
Plus, you act like they're the only place that has organic. Get organic at a gas station these days.
Well, I don't know about that. I probably could, actually. But, no, it's really quality stuff.
By the way, I passed your gas station today.
Which one?
One on San Felipe, where you fill your gas at
$4.99. Mm-hmm.
Straight off there. They're right there. That $4.99 right there on the corner.
That is Shale.
That's where John Lopez fills up.
No,
man.
It is not.
He goes there and then actually, that's exactly his route. He goes, he leaves the station, he goes to Whole Foods, and then he goes down a little bit more and he turns left and he goes and fills up that tank.
Mm-hmm.
$163 is your total, sir.
Man, I'm anal about paying for gas. I don't go too far out of my way, but I always know where the lower prices are.
What is the justification for those gas prices? What are we doing?
It's where you are. It's you're in that area of town. You're going to pay more.
Okay.
No, I'm just telling you. That's it. You want to know the justification? They charge that because they can.
You know there's difference in Costco prices from here to down in the burbs?
Like the Costco here on Richmond?
More expensive.
It's the same price as a regular gas station like in Humble or something.
Yeah, the gas is good, but I'm talking the actual stuff.
In the store?
I think it's actually more expensive.
Now that I don't know.
In certain places.
That I do
The hot
know.
Dog's always been the same price, though.
Yeah, that's how they
Best
get people.
Best hot dog in town, by the way.
They get people in that way.
Oh, you just go right in and get the hot dog, get the pizza.
No, I'm saying, but
greasy as hell, though.
Most, a lot of people don't.
It's good $10 pizza, but it's greasy as hell.
I don't know if I've ever had. I get their hot dogs.
My pizza goes in.
Yeah, I don't know if I've had their pizza.
It goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Figured out. Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there. How you doing, sir? Let me get two.
Went to Costco.
Oh, me too. Soda cups? What are you doing, man?
I went to Costco Sunday.
Come on, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Did you make any impulse buys?
Nah, I was just getting some cheap clothes for my trip this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Going to...
be styling, man.
Where are you going?
Costa Rica. Okay. Los Sueños. Gorgeous.
It's a double date, though. Doesn't really count.
It's a couple's
trip.
It's
half a vacation.
What's wrong with couple's trips?
It's a half a vacation.
It makes it more fun. It's key to who the couple is.
This is half a vacation.
No, it is not.
You're entertaining, too. You're
kind of entertaining. No, that's the best thing about who you choose. I don't have to entertain. I don't have to be on, as they say. It's just buddies, man. It's just friends. And they like what we like. They're going to be hiking, fishing, all that stuff. Got to get a sailfish. I got to get a billfish. That's the goal. A sailfish or a marlin. That's the goal.
Here's the thing that I feel for Jan mm-hmm. in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's being a good teammate here. She might not like the wife as much as you think that she likes the wife.
No, she does. Because she would tell
me. I feel like she's being a teammate.
No, because she...
And you're going to leave her with this wife while you go fish.
No, we'll probably do a lot together. No, no.
She has to.
You know how your wives
she
are.
She has to say it.
You know how you guys know how your wives are. Like, you know, they're all friendly and all that, and then you get home, it's like, well, that woman, blah, 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 blah. And no, she's never done that.
If she did do that, would you still try to do this couple's trip?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Because that would be miserable.
I think it's just weird you're going on a couple's trip.
What's wrong with that? Couple's trips, vacations are good.
Who are you going with again, Caleb?
Captain Dean.
Captain Dean.
Captain Dean.
How old's Captain Dean?
And his wife, Carrie. He's like 2 years younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is crazy, man.
It's not crazy. It makes it more fun.
Did y'all get t-shirts made?
We should, right? No, we're not. We're not.
Captain Lopez trip.
Like, there is something better about a couple's trip if it's the right people.
832 has a question. Why do people buy new clothes when they go out of town? The people never seen your old clothes.
I didn't buy it. My wife did. I agree with that guy. I'm like, I'll wear whatever.
Now, I like to have some fresh, like, I'm going to Hawaii, because I'm going to Hawaii next month.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have, like, some new.
Stock up on those shorts.
Yeah, some fresh, you know, a little fresh
tees.
Out there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, look, I'm not that. I'm actually with the texture on this, but she's like, you got to get some new swim trunks. You got to get some new shorts. You got to get, I was like, why? Okay. I mean, I'm not going to fight on that, you know.
Why do you even need swim trunks? You don't get in the water when you fish.
No, but we're not going to be fishing all the time. We're going to be having some fun, man. We're going to go look at some sloths, some monkeys, go fishing, go swimming, go to see the volcano. All that good stuff,
the
man.
The volcano, huh?
Yeah.
Coming up next, Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.